A growing number of elected officials has called on Homeland Security to further explain the release of immigrant detainees from ICE custody due to budget reasons. In front of the Subcommittee of Homeland Security Appropriations on Thursday, ICE Director John Morton said the number was 2,228.
Contrary to some reports, those released for budget reasons did not include thousands of criminals who posed a significant risk to public safety. Indeed, 70% of those individuals released had no criminal record at all.
ICE has funding to maintain 34,000 detention beds. Morton said detention levels exceeded that earlier in the year, so the release was an effort to stay within budget. Plus, he said the agency is now facing $300 million in cuts because of sequestration. Texas Republican Congressman John Carter says this came at a bad time.
We had two major things happening. Sequester, which became a totally political issue in the month of February, and serious immigration reform being worked on by both the Senate and the House. And this was like throwing a hand grenade in the middle of that.
Morton took full responsibility for the release. He said the White House and Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano were not involved. In Washington, I'm Jude Joffe Block.